You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
Have you ever wondered what would happen if you found out you tested positive for COVID, but you were in the middle of a flight?
I've thought about that. Or even if you're traveling and you're like, I need to get home. I can't quarantine here for 2 weeks
yeah.
in a hotel or somewhere just random.
Well, a Michigan teacher found out, and many are calling her a hero for her actions. So Marissa, that's the teacher. She decided to fly to Iceland for the holidays with her family.
That's nice.
Yeah. Before the big day, she tested herself 7 different times for COVID.
Well, that's
7.
Thorough.
Yes.
That's more thorough than you need.
Oh, for sure. And all 7 tests came back negative. Great news. So she gets on the flight with her family. But in midair, while they're flying over the Atlantic, Marissa starts noticing that her throat is starting to hurt.
Okay.
So she wants to play it safe because she does have her 70-year-old dad there sitting next to her.
Sure.
So she takes a rapid test that she had packed in her carry-on.
Wow.
Well, go figure. It comes back positive.
Wow. Okay. Now, at this point, and she doesn't have another test, because I'd be like, I took 7.
Right.
I need to take another one to see, because
right.
this could be wrong.
That's what I would think,
so
too.
So what'd she do?
Well, she decided to tell the flight attendant that it came back positive.
They eject her from the plane.
Well, they both agreed the best thing to do, since they were over the Atlantic, and they have a full cargo of passengers, is for Marissa to spend the rest of the flight, 5 hours, might I add, in the bathroom quarantine.
Oh, that is such a horrible plan.
And you know
plan.
How small that is.
Yes, I mean, it is nice you get a little more leg room, but the seat's not that comfortable, to be honest with you. But you don't have to get up when nature calls.
Well, that's
so
true,
there
too.
Are some bonuses to this.
Exactly. Well, once she was off the flight, she was taken to an Iceland hotel. But she spent the next 10 days alone, and that includes Christmas, in that hotel room.
Wow.
Yeah, the flight attendant was so thankful for Marissa's honesty that her and some other attendants dropped off presents and a little Christmas tree at her hotel door just to cheer her up. So the good news is Marissa is flying back today. She has done all her quarantine time.
Wow.
The bad news is she saw nothing of Iceland except a hotel room.
That's the worst. That's a tough call, man, because I'm like, I know people that have gotten sick and have flown home so they could quarantine when they got home. Mm. And, like, they masked up and they stayed away from people, but you're still on a plane with people. So she went above and beyond.
Without
a doubt.
Monday School is a chance for Wally to share what he learned at church and prove that he went.
All right, so this week we talked about how your body is a temple. That's a lot of pressure, honestly.
Oh, and with the new year and all that, people are making resolutions.
I'm trying to make a bigger temple for the Lord is what I'm doing. And
that's a really good way of looking at it.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
And you're winning.
Yeah, so the odds are, thanks, most of us have thought about setting some goals for the new year, and it's likely that your goals might have something to do with health, okay?
Yeah, some of mine are.
Are they really?
Yeah, I'm trying to eat a veggie every day.
Oh. Okay, all right. Right, that's good. That's good. That's healthy. You know, and so, did you know the fitness industry is like a $90 billion sector? And so it's important to us, but is it important to God? And it must be, because he put it in the book of Corinthians there about treating your body as a temple. The church at Corinth, no verse stands alone. You've got to go back and look at the context of it. So this is where that your body as a temple comes from, is in Corinthians. But it was Paul writing to the church at Corinth, and he was saying, you know, they had thought that they could live what they wanted to live how they wanted to live, do what they wanted to do. And he was reminding them that your body isn't yours. It was something that God died for. You know, he sacrificed his life for you. So you need to honor that, because they were delving into immorality and Epicureanism, gluttony and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so he was like going, hey, just as a reminder, we have the right to choose what we want to do, but that doesn't mean that every choice is good for us. And I think that's super applicable today. say. Like, you can, like, example, freedom of speech. You have the right to say anything you want to say within reason. But that doesn't mean you should always. Mm. You know, that's what the internet is like. I can say anything I want that's hate-filled. Well, you can, but should you? You know, it's the concept. And I would argue that, yeah, you have the right, but it's not always a good thing to do.
Now, my follow-up question.
Sure.
That you know all of this now. That
yes.
God died for you and all this stuff. Okay. So when you are tempted with a sleeve of Oreo cookies, what's going to happen?
I'm not sure yet.
They say that God will give you the grace you need
and
to get
strength,
through.
Yeah, He will not tempt you beyond what you can bear. That's not true. with every temptation, He provides a way out. I know that is true, but...
You have some grapes instead.
Yeah, it is interesting. We talked about the fruits of the Spirit, okay? And I don't like a lot of fruit, so... but it's like love and kindness. But one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. Mm-hmm. And that speaks to this whole thing, because again, you have choices that you can make, and so exercising self-control in how you eat, exercising self-control in how you love or talk to people or care, like that's all a great lesson as we move into this new year. So the encouragement is to make good choices in this year. It's kind of like a blank slate and a reset, and so let's make the most of it, team. I'm gonna fail soon, I know.
Oh,
it
for sure.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there's sad news in the Christian music world. As Jay Weaver, he is in the band Big Daddy Weave. Well, he passed away recently. He had some health issues for a while, and he and his brother Mike, the lead singer, were Big Daddy Weave. You know, they've been doing this for a lot of years, and so he had some health issues. Remember back in 2016, like he had both his feet amputated.
Yeah, he had like diabetes or
there was an infection, and like it just ran on him.
Right.
But man, he was always so happy and so full of life that the world is at a loss today, because he was so positive. You know, and even regardless of like losing his feet, he didn't stop. You know,
right?
And so he kept going, which is great. And sadly, you know, he leaves behind a wife and three kids. And so definitely their family and that whole Big Daddy Weave camp could use some prayers today. Again, he was just such a nice guy. Mike said, you know, there's something about the stuff that we go through in this life. And this is a season that once you step out of the season and into eternity, you no longer have to respond to the mess anymore, which is a healthy way of looking at it. Because as it hurts and you lose somebody, I've heard it said before that our best day or our worst day is their best day.
Right. And it just goes to show, too, like this is sadly a way that he can live out his faith now. You know, like I know they've encouraged so many people throughout their history of doing music and stuff. It's been so much encouragement to others who are hurting. And now, you know, he has built his foundation on something solid. And so now that he's going through loss, he can hold on to that music that he's actually given to others as encouragement to help him as well.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, the music is the legacy of this man, and it will be the legacy of Mike one day and things like that. And I love that because it continues long after we expire, you know, like our expiration date. We all have an expiration date. But it's like what you do in this life and during this time, does it carry on? Does it matter? And I think Big Daddy Weave has done a great job with that. I know that you are And that's what Jay is experiencing right now, being overwhelmed by the presence of God. And again, you know, while we hurt at the loss, it's still Jay's best day that he's had in a long time and forever.
And we've got an article actually written about this on Way Nation. If you want to read that, it's got a video from his brother, Mike, as well. You can text the word J to 91979. That's J-A-Y. You can also go to Facebook.com/Wally Show, where we've got it posted there as well.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
Mind Blown! Where I attempt to blow your mind and make you the most interesting person in any room you walk into, whether it's a boardroom, whether it's a bathroom, are going to be the most interesting person.
No.
Well, you know what? This kind of knowledge should be shared everywhere. Okay, so the way we do this is Gavin and Betty will give me a topic. I will pull something randomly out of my head to show you how this works, like at a party or something. So Gavin, we're just sitting around here kvetching, if you will, and
is that a word?
Yeah, it's a word. It's Yiddish.
And made
so
it up.
No, it's Yiddish. And so you know, we're just kind of talking, and then you want to know something about something.
I don't think you are going to be able to do this as well.
Okay,
it's a topic you're not great at.
Sure.
Geography.
Absolutely. Like, I have to look, when I'm flying somewhere, I look at the map and the back of the seat and the magazine there, and I'm always amazed where stuff is. Like, I wish I had learned this back
in the day. We did a test on your geography knowledge once, and you got Alaska and Hawaii mixed up.
Well, they put them weird places on the map.
Do they?
Like, yeah, they do. And so, not my fault. Well, here you go. Mind blown, okay? This kind of off the heels of Christmas and stuff. We were all celebrating that a little bit ago. The North Pole. Did you know that the North Pole does not have any landmass?
What?
What do you mean? It's just ice?
Yeah. It's just ice floating on water. Mind blown!
So it's water on water.
Mind blown, Gavin! Now you're getting it. See, now it's got your juices flowing. You're thinking it through.
Santa really needs to be careful, then.
Global warming. That thing melts, and he's hosed, man. But there you go. See, mind blown. That's how it works. You could blow somebody's mind with
that
little fact.
That.
Exactly. Oh. You didn't know that. That's why I'm here.
But do you want to be told that in a bathroom stall,
no.
Gavin? Probably not.
Could be interesting. It leads to a great conversation. At least you might meet a new best friend.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and when I find things that I think are interesting or funny audibly, I like to share them with you. And this was Brian Williams. Like, he had retired, the news guy Brian Williams, you know. And so somebody had made a mashup of him singing Rapper's Delight, but the way they do it is they pull all these clips of him actually doing his newscast.
Oh, yes.
And so then they just clip it together, all the words that make up some other song.
That is so much work.
Oh, to do every word of Rapper's Delight. Come on, Rapper's Delight's a classic rap song. Like, it's credited being the first rap song.
Okay, just don't try and do it yourself.
I said a hip hop, a hibbity, hip hop. I said, you don't stop rocking to the bang bang boogie. So, okay, that's me doing it.
Terrible.
But this is pretty amazing with him going through and then pulling each of these clips out of his newscast.
I said a hip hop, the hippie to the hip hop. You don't stop the rocking to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to groove your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, we gotta bang, bang, the boogie, so the boogie say up, jump, the boogie, so the bang, bang, boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that will make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man, Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out. I'm the C-A-S-N-B-O-B.
That's Lester Holes.
Oh, my goodness.
By the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons, I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and it turns up on when I dress to a teen. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. Everybody go hotel, motel. What are you gonna do today?
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, and how long did that take to put together? I can't imagine.
It's just so much time, and the fact that they found somewhere to make an edit of Brian Williams saying bang bang to the boogie, like, it's just phenomenal to me. So there you go, that's your random act of audio. Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, yeah, I can't finish it and I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it and she wants to become a teacher now, you know, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could and she did. That's what's important.
I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say it with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. News is all faxy and figury. This is more news-ish. Here's Wally.
All right, so we're trying to help you out with your resolutions today. So I have a couple of things that I read that were important to help you take these steps to make it last.
Oh, that's good.
Like one, solidify your intention and write it down, like seeing it on a post-it or whatever. But solidifying your intention is just reminding yourself why you're choosing to do this.
I've heard of that before, and they even say put a post-it on the mirror when you get ready in the morning so you can read it and see it every day.
Yep, exactly. And it kind of goes into also helping you live your values. Like if you're seeing it every day, recognizing that the changes you're making are part of the person you are wanting to become. So instead of saying I run, I am a runner, you know, kind of thing. And like having that lifestyle become part of who you are. Like I am a mountain biker. I don't just mountain bike. Yeah, I haven't lost any weight from it, but you know, well, I shouldn't have gotten an e-bike. That's my own fault. Full disclosure. Then they say like layer the changes, like avoid the low-hanging fruit, because it's real easy during this time of year to go, like take that 15 pounds off in 1 month. Mm-hmm. Avoid that stuff because it just doesn't last long term. You've got to make the life changes, the lifestyle changes, if you truly want to see your resolutions last.
So if you want to lose 15 pounds, instead what you need to do is say, I'm going to eat healthier, I'm going to exercise more.
Well, that's it. That's about layering the changes. And it's like, so, you know, ask yourself why you're doing it, and then don't like set these unreasonable goals, you know, do them slowly and incrementally, and you'll have longer sustained success, which I think is smart. This was the interesting one too. It's like, don't set a dead person goal. I'm like, what does that mean? I know. Any goal that a dead person can do better than you is probably not going to work out. That's the idea behind it. For example, I know I see your confusion.
Yeah.
I'm never going to eat chocolate cake again. Oh. A dead person can do that. Okay. But the odds of you avoiding chocolate cake the rest of your life is probably not going to happen. Okay.
Okay.
So the better way to handle that stuff is like, is saying, I'm going to eat, you know, vegetables before I have a piece of chocolate cake. I'm going to have chocolate cake once a week. Like, incrementally cutting it out of your diet.
That makes a lot more sense.
Oh, for sure. Like with sodas, for example, I'm going to give myself one soda a week. I'm not saying that for me.
Let me be clear. Yeah,
hypothetically.
I can't do that.
Yeah, but or saying I'm going to drink 2 glasses of water before I have a soda.
You are?
No, not for me again. This is
other
people. Trying to help out other people with their resolutions, okay?
I see.
I know I'm a lost cause. But hey, if this helps you out, that's a good thing. Also, don't forget our 21-day challenge. Speaking of like helping you out and making changes in your life, try listening to Way FM for 21 days straight and see if that music that's pumping into your brain every day doesn't help you change your heart, your attitude, your outlook. I'm telling you, it will, actually. And it's kind of like the science of these resolutions. A lot of this stuff lines up with that. So take our 21-day challenge, and you never even know. You might be able to win a $1,000 gift card as well.
That's right. Just text the word DAY, D-A-Y, to 91979.
Every story needs a hero.
You're a true hero.
And this one definitely checks that box. It's The Wally Show.
So while we were on break, I sent Betty Rock a picture of myself on an airplane.
Oh, boy. I cannot wait to hear the story behind this.
And I'm holding an oxygen bottle on an airplane.
An oxygen tank.
Yeah.
You don't even need oxygen.
Wasn't for me.
So I'm afraid that I know you love to be a hero in any situation.
I do.
Whether you're needed or not, whether you know anything or not.
It doesn't matter.
Details are not needed.
Not gonna stop me from helping. So we're on this flight, and this lady, her husband is sitting behind her because it was Southwest, so it was just random seating. And so he stands up, and she's not feeling well, and he asked the flight attendant for a large bag. She was getting sick, but then she was like super flushed and had a headache, and her heart was racing. I recognized the symptoms because I had my heart explode during support drive. Remember that when my blood pressure spiked?
Okay, yes.
And I was like at 200.
Yes.
And I'm like seeing this in her, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I recognize these symptoms. And so I hear them over the thing say, is there a doctor?
No.
Or a nurse on the plane. So my hand obviously goes up. But no, I had some experience. No, I didn't raise my hand. There was a nurse three seats in front of me that raised her hand, and it was kind of like a half hand raise. Like I'm thinking she didn't really want it. And so
they're
like,
vacation.
I know. And so like they bring her back and they're right next to me. It was the lady across from me. So it's right there in the aisle. And so she's dealing with the lady. A flight attendant is there too. They had to plug the flight attendant's headphones into a thing in the overhead bin. Who knew that was a thing? So that she could talk to a doctor on the ground.
Oh my goodness.
Was walking them through. So they're taking the lady's vital signs and I'm hearing things and I'm like, this is textbook what happened to me. And so I'm like, tap the lady. Excuse me.
No, you did not. No, you did not.
I did. I'm like, excuse me. Is her blood pressure like skyrocketing? Yeah, that's the problem. I said, hey, if it's any help at all, I have clonidine, which is an emergency bring your blood pressure down thing. I said, I have high blood pressure. I have clonidine with me. She's more than welcome to have it if she needs it.
You are offering
my
pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah. It seemed to make sense at the time.
To a stranger.
Yes. No, not to her, to the flight attendant. I was going through channels. And so, so the flight attendant's on with the doctor and she's like, okay, I'll let you know if I need it. So I get it out of my bag and I've got it there.
Of course you do.
And then they bring oxygen for the lady and the other flight attendant had to go get something. I'm like, give me that. I'll hold it. So they made me put a strap around me in case of turbulence, and I held the oxygen bottle right there. And it turns out they didn't need my clonidine. I was a little sad.
Of course you were.
I was like, because then that would have been a better story. Like, I saved this lady's life with my clonidine.
Why do you always have to be the hero?
I don't know.
Let the people who have some kind of education in this do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, you would think. And so then at some point in time, I look at my daughter who's sitting there. I go, honey, take a quick, subtle picture, please. So Haley takes a picture, and I told her so I can send it to Betty, because Betty always busts my chops about this. So she takes the picture, and she just goes, yeah, figures you'd be involved.
<Of course.
laughs> So anyway, the lady was fine, and she was able to walk off the plane by herself. So
no thanks to you.
Well, no, all thanks to me. Hero. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And as we start off the new year here, I want to just remind you about the prayer wall at wayfm.com, where you can post prayer requests and then have people praying for you who are going through the prayer wall, whether it's other people that just listen and are there too. Our prayer team, our prayer pastor is going through there as well and lifting up your prayers. And while you're there, you can actually pray for somebody too. And that makes a difference in your life when you experience this and you kind of step out of your problems for a minute and pray for somebody else. I think there's healing in that as well. But the prayers that come up on the prayer wall, they're all over the place. You know, you got William says, please help me stop drinking. That's it. Pretty simple. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's a lot of weight in those five words, you know, because there's so much that's going on with that and so much destruction of somebody's life and of the lives around him, you know. And I appreciate the honesty there. And then Jesse says, hey, would you please pray for me and my family. We've been trying to seek the Lord, and it seems like things are getting worse and we're having more problems at home. I have found that out in my own personal life. Like, you're like, all right, God, I'm going to be serious with you, and I'm going to change, and I'm going to live my life for you. And then you watch your life start to get worse, and you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This isn't what I bargained for. You're supposed to solve all my problems, but God's not a vending machine, you know, and it doesn't work that way. But in those times, and I think that's the spiritual warfare part of it, like, you know, when you start to get serious about your faith, you're going to encounter more problems.
Yes.
Because then it shows you, too, okay, do I really believe in what I'm saying? And do I really want to make this change?
Well, and I'm learning, too, that one of Satan's, one of his ways of doing things is to make you question God's goodness.
Yeah, absolutely.
That the very first thing that he'll do is question the goodness of God. So, especially like you're saying, when you're praying for, you're trying to do the right thing, you know, seeking help, getting prayer and stuff, and then things go down, you're like, well, wait a minute, that's not how it's supposed to go.
Well, I remember coming here from mainstream radio, I was like trying to follow my faith, and I took a 2/3 pay cut, like, to come here, and was struggling when I first got here, and it was like, God, I'm trying to serve you, and I'm losing my house. I'm losing all this stuff. Mm-hmm. How is this your plan? How is this good? But it taught me to rely on him, not have money be my idol, you know? And so there was good that came from it, but it wasn't easy, and it was so counterintuitive to the way I thought things were going to go.
Right.
But ultimately, it was better. My life is so much different and so much better now than it was. And so if you want to spend a little bit of time on the prayer wall, it's so easy.
Yeah, if you just go to wayfm.com, you can see a little gray bar at the top, and one of those options is prayer wall. When you click on that, you can see a little video by Pastor Chad, who runs the prayer wall, and you can see all those prayer requests that Wally was talking about.
Yeah, so while you're there posting yours, just pray for somebody else while you're there, because I think, again, it makes a difference in your life as well. Around this time of year, you always hear the phrase, new year, new you. But what if you changed it this year to new year, new you haul? Hey, it's Wally, and maybe this is the year for you to buy that house you've been dreaming of and make the move. Interest rates are so low, and in some cases, you can get more house and not significantly increase your monthly payment. My friend Ryan and his faith-based mortgage professionals at United Faith Mortgage can help lay out all your options for you and then help you turn that dream house into a reality. Now, while they can't help you load your U-Haul, they will absolutely do the heavy lifting when it comes to your mortgage. Their goal is to make the process as easy and as painless for you as possible. Now, if you don't feel like moving and would rather turn some of your hard-earned equity into cash to make home improvements or pay off some debt, they can help you with that as well. And the thing I love, there's never any pressure. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
News is all faxy and figury. This is more news-ish. Here's Wally.
All right, so the last 2 years have kind of been a dumpster fire. We know this. COVID has, like, altered our lives in some way, shape, or form, you know, for everybody. So I thought, you know, let's look forward into what is going to happen in 2022 to make this a better year. So some positive things to look forward to. A, hopefully less COVID. Fingers crossed.
Okay, yep.
That's one thing. 5G is going to go mainstream, which will allow you to download full movies in seconds and make AI in your house a little bit better, which is kind of amazing.
I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it.
I don't know. It must work because the airlines, of course, are fighting to stop it. Because remember how you didn't used to be able to use your phone beforehand?
Oh, because you could crash the plane.
Yeah. And so, like, then they said, oh, no, it's okay. You can, like, use your phone. And now I think they're going to go back to being like, nope, sorry, 5G. You can't use your phone anymore. Like, oh. The Winter Olympics. We have that to look forward to. And it's not that far off. It's going to start February 4th, and it runs through the 20th. So a long time there. I think that one is going to be in Beijing. Here's something right up my speed, my alley. Girl Scout cookies, a new cookie.
What?
Come on with it. It's called Adventurefuls, and they're going to be brownie-style cookies with caramel-flavored cream.
Oh, gosh. There goes that New Year's resolution.
For all of us. I know. Like, oh, man, that's awesome. There's a couple movies that you've been waiting for the sequel are set to come out this year, like Top Gun 2. Long-awaited Top Gun.
Oh, yeah. I never saw the first one, but I don't care to.
I'm just going to pretend that didn't happen.
Sorry.
Legally Blonde 3.
Oh, boy! Thor.
Yeah, no. 3, really? Legally Blonde 3?
I didn't know there was a 2.
2 stretched it. Like, honestly, that was pretty bad. And then finally here, something to look forward to on the tech front. New gadgets. Apple is working on the new augmented reality project called Apple Glasses. Yes!
Does that mean we can do anything on our phone through glasses?
Through our eyeballs. Yes. Like, we'll be able to see, like, a heads-up screen from our phones. Be able to touch the glasses. And it'll be, like, cyborg stuff.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, no. It's fantastic.
That's the future.
Absolutely, that's the future. You kidding me? So, I look forward to that. And then, finally, if you're a soccer fan, World Cup, who cares? Nope.
Come on!
Sorry, no, don't care. But that's 2022 in November, so something to look forward to if you're Gavin, at least. Studio. Hey, is this Phil?
I'm sorry?
Oh, hey, who's this?
My name's Kawanda.
Kawanda, it is so good to talk to you. You have no idea why I'm so happy. Our phones have been out for 2 hours, and Phil, our engineer, has been working on them, and then all of a sudden, here you are like an angel.
Phil fixed it.
Phil fixed it. You're right. Phil fixed it. So, Kawanda, for what it's worth, you are the first call that we've had of 2022. Pretty exciting, huh?
Yay.
We're going to remember this moment in 2023. We're going to all sit back and go, who was our first call of the year last year? And somebody will go, it was that amazing Kawanda.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy and funny. And I will be listening next year just to hear that.
Well, here's hoping we're all still here. So, well, Kawanda, thanks for testing the phones with us and letting us know that we're working.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little Booyah Your Weekend, where you give us a story about your weekend, what happened. We'll go around the room, give you a boo or a yay. If you get more yays than boos, you win a prize. And sometimes we're booing out of jealousy because it was so awesome. My situation happened coming back from taking my daughter to Florida, moving her there for her new job at Disney. We were on a flight, and I like to be involved with whatever's going on, even if I'm not qualified.
Of course.
There is a lady.
Or asked.
There was a lady with a medical emergency, and fortunately, it happened right in the aisle next to me.
Fortunate,
and
yes.
So I was able to offer my assistance. They asked for a nurse or a doctor, which, fine, that's great if you want that. But wouldn't you rather have someone that's had some real experience with high blood pressure? Because that was the situation.
That's what you thought it was.
Turns out it was, because I heard the nurse talking about it with a doctor on the ground, like through headphones.
So you're getting in on the conversation?
Absolutely. And I tapped her. Yeah, I tapped her. I said, what's her blood pressure at?
Oh my.
And she's like, it's really high. I said, like, in the 170s, 180s? Yeah, it's high. And I said, well, what is this, HIPAA? You can't tell me? I said, I have clonidine, which is an emergency pill for taking down blood pressure. And you're more than welcome to have it. And she's like, oh, thank you very much. If we need it, I'll let you know.
Please sit down, sir.
So
we do not need
I get it out of the overhead bin, and I'm just holding it there, waiting in high school for the coach to put you into the game. I'm like just sitting there holding my clonidine, and I look at her every once in a while. Like, I'm here. Whenever you're ready, I'm here for you, lady. And as it turns out, the lady, it was high blood pressure. The lady the lady started feeling better as we were descending, and the nurse did her job. I mean, she took the blood pressure. I mean, what? I could have done that. But that was all she did. And she had no
clonidine. She talked to a doctor, too.
Yeah, they did nothing. Like, they literally, that was their cure, was nothing.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to boo the situation. I'm going to boo it, and I'm going to boo it again. Because you think you are helping when, in fact, you're just getting in the way.
No.
And I'm afraid of the fact that someone here in the studio, in the station, is going to have a medical emergency.
Yeah, I'll be there.
You're going to, that's my fear. You're going to get in the way of people that actually know what they're doing, professionals.
I even got to hold the POB, which is a personal oxygen bottle for the lady. I got to hold it. They trusted me, not only with like the exit row duties, but they trusted me with the oxygen bottle. I'm almost a pilot. Like, it's pretty amazing.
That you call it an oxygen bottle.
Yeah,
also,
it is an oxygen bottle.
You were accidentally calling it earlier a water bottle.
But so, it could be dual purpose,
no,
I think.
No, it really can't.
Yeah.
Once again, another boo.
Gavin, do you want to yay a hero here?
I actually was going to say, yay because,
Gavin.
Well, I've realized what we're going to get you for your birthday this year.
Yeah.
We're going to get you one of those little kid stethoscopes.
Oh,
so that
nice.
When you run into that situation, you can whip
you should
that
just
out.
Get me a jacket that says first responder.
No!
And I'll wear it everywhere.
No!
Absolutely not.
There is no way. There is
All
no
right.
way.
So, booyah your weekend. Maybe they'll be kinder to you. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you saved a life this week, that could be great. I will yay that. 855-33-WAY-FM. Whatever your story is, we'll go around the room, give you a boo or a yay, and you can win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what do you got?
Yay. Okay. So this weekend I had to come home after being in the Smoky Mountains on Christmas vacation for an entire week, and I had to come home, and so it was a definite boo.
I know, because sometimes we boo for you on this game, because coming back to work after vacation can definitely be a boo, and so I feel your pain. I'm going to boo that for you, because I know what that's like. Although I was really happy to come back and see Betty and Gavin today.
Oh. I'm going to say yay for this, okay, because it helps you realize how blessed you are to be able to take a vacation. And that you are able to go to places and see different things. And so it makes you appreciative of the things you have.
I think it also makes you appreciative of coming back to a job that you love. Like for me, honestly, like coming back to work wasn't a chore, because I'm like, man, I'm really thankful that we get to do this every day. And it makes a difference.
I'll remind you of that when you're having a
conniption over something not working. We already had phones broken for 2 hours today. Honestly, how did I handle that? Pretty great, right?
It was pretty good.
It was a 10 out of 10 for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's the first day.
If that had happened tomorrow, all bets are off. I'd lose my mind. Gavin Bouye.
It's a yay for me, because I was thinking back on my trip to the Smoky Mountains a couple years ago and how happy I was to be done hiking as an out of shape guy.
Yeah, Gavin's like, even work is better than walking. Well, there you go. You got 2 out of 3. That's all you need, girl. And you're a big winner today, Ashley.
Yay! Awesome.
If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give 2 chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets 2 chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me 2 chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
While ringing in the new year is meant to be a joyous time, there was a bit of sadness accompanied with it as news started to spread that 99-year-old Betty White passed away from natural causes just hours before the ball dropped.
It was weird, too, because I had seen my wife's People magazine and it had Betty White celebrates her 100th birthday. And so they had done this prior to. And then my daughter goes, oh, Betty White passed away. I'm like, no, she's still alive. You're wrong. It's on the cover here.
I heard some people blaming People magazine.
Oh, really?
For jinxing her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they'd already put her on the cover and everything.
And I got fooled years ago when they're like, Betty Warhawk. Betty White dies, and it was D-Y-E, her hair. I got fooled by that. So I already mourned a while ago. And so this is just, I'm a little healthier now.
Well, the Hollywood actress was weeks away from celebrating her 100th birthday. And to commemorate the momentous occasion, a tribute film had been put in the works to show off all the work that Betty White had done over the years through shows like The Golden Girls, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. The special was called Betty White 100 Years Young, and it was set to release on her 100th birthday, which is January 17th.
She was so funny and so beloved by so many people. Like I love that is her legacy that she leaves behind. I was flipping through like the internet and I saw some pop artist, I can't even remember who it was, like was doing a tribute to Betty White. And so they had all these great pictures of her and they were playing the Golden Girls theme. Uh-huh. And it was just cool to see the entire crowd singing the Golden Girls theme. Thank you for being a friend.
Well, I think what's something that's unique about her is that she could reach a bunch of generations.
Yes,
no matter how old or young, it's like everybody... just liked Betty yeah. White. Well, despite the major loss and her passing, the film is set to release in select theaters. Producers of the project said they want to provide a way for all who loved her to celebrate her life and experience what made her such a national treasure.
There you go. Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, that's a great way to be remembered. She's being remembered very fondly for the life that she mm-hmm. lived and the choices that she made. I think that's a great reminder for all of us about our own lives and our own mortality. It's like, be that person that people want to celebrate the great things that you did, that, you know, your legacy that lasts beyond you, you know. So maybe I'll get there one day.
Maybe
I'll be a Betty White someday. Yeah, that's a pretty big goal. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's great to have a little bit of money, you know, but is having all the money in the world worth it?
Yes.
Probably.
You know what, Betty Rock, you say yes, but you would miss out on so many simple pleasures in life. And you're kind of simple, and that's what I like about you. I've always liked that about you.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment. I've always liked how simple and easy you are in some restraint.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, like, yeah, so here's the thing. I came across this list of pleasures that rich people don't get to experience.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night.
Like understanding every reference in this song. Fancy Life. We're like, oh my goodness, I get this.
I sadly watched this show about Paris Hilton. And if you don't know who she is, she's like the granddaughter of the Hilton family. Like, she's made of millions. And she had no idea what a Walmart was.
What?
Is it a store that sells walls?
Yes, that's exactly it, Paris.
That's what she said.
Yeah,
anyway.
So, yeah, like, okay, so here's a couple things. Uh-huh. Like the excitement of finding $10 in your coat. If you're a millionaire.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
You're like, what do I do with this? I don't even know. What is this? Is this a quarter? You know? No, it's a $10 bill. Ah! Yeah, yes. Get that out of my pocket.
Yes, $10. That'll get you free lunch. Gavin's checking his.
Yeah, I don't have any today.
Found money is the best.
It is.
You know? Not having to worry if someone's dating you just for your money. Like, that's an advantage to being poor, you know? See? When you think about it.
You know, you do have a point.
Yeah. I mean, because if you're a millionaire, you'd always have that in the back of your mind.
Well, and also, millionaires, some of them are not that great looking, but they have some really nice looking mm-hmm. women with them, and you're like, she ain't there for the right reason.
The pride that comes from like saving up money to make a purchase, like you save your money to buy that car versus just having Jeeves write a check, you know? I would have a butler named Jeeves.
That's a perfect name.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so that's kind of what I'm getting at here. So I am curious for you, okay? What are your simple pleasures? Because none of us are multimillionaires here, okay? So what are your simple pleasures that you're like, you know what? I'm glad I don't have a lot of money. You tell yourself this to make it better, you know? I am just curious, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show with us. We love having you on. Have that number on your favorite so you can get right through quickly because sometimes the phones get a little loaded. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your simple pleasures right now. What is a simple pleasure for you, Dee Dee, that you're thankful for?
After cooking a big meal for my large family and making quite a mess in the kitchen, I just love the simple pleasure of doing the dishes. It takes quite a while, but looking back and seeing a clean sink and ready to go for the next day.
You know, your thing is close to something that made this list of simple pleasures that rich people don't get to experience, and it's having to get creative in the kitchen with what you got. My mom was great at this. I grew up on casseroles. My mom could take, and this is a real dish she makes, it's tuna, ham, chicken rice-a-roni, and stewed tomatoes. It's called Fisherman's Wharf Jambalaya. I eat the heck out of that. It's so good.
God, it smells terrible.
It's horrible.
I agree with Eddie.
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm telling you. You haven't lived till you've had my mom's Fisherman's Wharf Jambalaya.
Okay.
Travis, what is the simple things in life that you like?
Having a barbecue on the creek and just watching kids play in the water.
There you go. Doesn't cost much money. Your kids are happy and healthy because, you know, they're enjoying the time in the outdoors.
But you could be having that barbecue and watching your kids play on a $1 million yacht.
No. It's all about enjoying the nature, being in touch with God and family at the same time.
Once again, might I add, you can enjoy all those wonderful things with a beautiful view off your $1 million yacht.
Yeah, Betty Rock has missed the entire point of this, Travis, but I'm so glad that you get it. Because you're right, it's the simple pleasures, man. Because we just fancy like Applebee's.
There you go.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night.
Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top.
So, Alton, what is your simple pleasure?
My simple pleasure is being a customer host at Walmart, being able to show Jesus to people and greet people and make people feel good and make their day better.
So, Alton, if we have someone who's thinking to themselves, how can I share my faith through my simple job, what would be your solution?
Well, the key is just telling people, God bless you, have a nice day. And some people tell me about they have cancer, they're going to have surgery. And, you know, I encourage them. And then when I have the opportunity, I pray for them. And I just try to share my life with people. If I have the opportunity, I'll tell them something good God has done for me.
See, I think that's the key, is being approachable and being that person that people just, man, I want to be around that person. Because there's that joy of your faith that emanates from you that starts to come. Conversation. That's amazing.
Praise the Lord.
I love it, Alton, man. I appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Wally. God bless you.
Oh, you too, man. Hey, I hope you get fired at your Walmart so you can come work at mine.
Oh, my.
No. Is that wrong?
Yes.
I just want to be around Alton. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. I would love to work at your Walmart if the Lord put me there.
Well, I'll get you fired.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.
What is a simple pleasure for you, Dee Dee, that you're thankful for?
After cooking a big meal for my large family and making quite a mess in the kitchen, I just love the simple pleasure of doing the dishes. It takes quite a while, but looking back and seeing a clean sink and ready to go for the next day.
You know, your thing is close to something that made this list of simple pleasures that rich people don't get to experience, and it's having to get creative in the kitchen with what you got. My mom was great at this. I grew up on casseroles. My mom could take, and this is a real dish she makes, it's tuna, ham, chicken rice-a-roni, and stewed tomatoes. It's called Fisherman's Wharf Jambalaya. I eat the heck out of that. It's so good.
God, it smells terrible.
It's horrible.
I agree with Eddie.
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm telling you. You haven't lived till you've had my mom's Fisherman's Wharf Jambalaya.
Okay.
Travis, what is the simple things in life that you like?
Having a barbecue on the creek and just watching kids play in the water.
There you go. Doesn't cost much money. Your kids are happy and healthy because, you know, they're enjoying the time in the outdoors.
But you could be having that barbecue and watching your kids play on a $1 million yacht.
No. It's all about enjoying nature, being in touch with God and family at the same time.
Once again, might I add, you can enjoy all those wonderful things with a beautiful view off your $1 million yacht.
Yeah, Betty Rock has missed the entire point of this, Travis, but I'm so glad that you get it. Because you're right, it's the simple pleasures, man. Because we just fancy like Applebee's.
There you go.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top.
So, Alton, what is your simple pleasure?
My simple pleasure is being a customer host at Walmart, being able to show Jesus to people and greet people and make people feel good and make their day better.
So, Alton, if we have someone who's thinking to themselves, how can I share my faith through my simple job, what would be your solution?
Well, the key is just telling people, God bless you, have a nice day. And some people tell me about they have cancer, they're going to have surgery. And, you know, I encourage them. And then when I have the opportunity, I pray for them. And I just try to share my life with people. If I have the opportunity, I'll tell them something good God has done for me.
See, I think that's the key, is being approachable and being that person that people just, man, I want to be around that person. Because there's that joy of your faith that emanates from you that starts to conversation. That's amazing.
Praise the Lord.
I love it, Alton, man. I appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Wally. God bless you.
Oh, you too, man. Hey, I hope you get fired at your Walmart so you can come work at mine.
Oh, my.
No.
Is that wrong?
Yes.
I just want to be around Alton. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. I would love to work at your Walmart if the Lord put me there.
Well, I'll get you fired.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.